just say
fired
the fan
it up
is,
in the kitchen.
The fan can accompany you rather than haunt.
I like haunt.
That sounds a little creepy.
I don't know. Jeff, never let it be said we're not creepy. Just saying. Especially with Halloween coming up here.
That's the creepy Andy Baskin.
Legit. Like, isn't it too early for Halloween candy to be in the store? Because it is.
I haven't seen any Christmas thing yet, so we'll see.
Before I passed out in the bread aisle at the big box store,
yeah,
I saw some of the Christmas stuff finding its way.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Big box store is already trying to hammer that one home.
Yeah, but if it's food, like, that doesn't make it to Christmas, right? Like,
oh, no, we're talking outdoor light-up stuff.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's awful.
Oh. Are you going to buy another one?
Exterior illumination.
Are you buying another one?
No.
We've got the penguin. I love the. We got a little penguin we sit out in front of.
It's you've got the little one. I got the 5-foot
No, it's
penguin.
Like a big penguin with a little penguin. Oh,
that's right,
because
you showed me a picture.
Yeah, I like that. I'm a big fan of the penguin. Right? Blues Brothers. Penguin.
There Ruler. Is only one penguin.
And
that's Burgess Meredith.
Danny DeVito was pretty good. In a bad movie, Danny DeVito was pretty good as the penguin.
Did you guys watch the HBO show on the penguin with Colin Farrell?
Oh, the new one. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good penguin. Now it's
it's less hokey.
It's less hokey. He's not walking around doing that rah, 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 or anything like that, but it's more like a mobster with stuff right. You have no idea it's Colin Farrell either. It's unbelievable.
No,
it's worth a watch if you like mob shows.
Can we be honest? Don't you think Burgess was kind of a player in Hollywood? I bet Burgess was a player.
We're talking about the Guardians.
There's a great story. Remind me, I will send you a Burgess Meredith.
Is there a Burgess Meredith?
He was able to pull off in Hollywood.
Like a Milton Berle type story? Or
There's a good one. I'll send it to you separately.
Is it a Milton Berle story? That's clean. Just go ahead.
It
yes
is not
or no.
for air safe.
Thank you. That's all
Burgess
I wanted to
Meredith.
Hear. Really?
Yeah, the Burgess Meredith one is not safe for air. I will send you that.
I just think anybody that showed up on that Batman show was probably, life was pretty good for them, right? They were all living the good life. You think?
Julie Newmar? Hello. The Mariners are in town for 3. And then the Guardians go to Boston for 3. And at the end of those 6 games, we might know what's going on here. Anthony's in Cleveland Heights. Anthony?
Julie Newmar, 92 years
old. Hi, Ty.
Hey.
Yeah. Julie Newmar. I heard this morning, or read this morning online, which was probably a good way to look at what the task is ahead of the Guardians, is 20-10 is probably the bare minimum necessary, and that only gets them to 86 wins. So they dug themselves a bit of a hole here.
Yes, sir.
That's a 667 winning percentage, so.
Not impossible, but certainly not probable, Anthony.
I agree. Yep. The Atlanta sweep at home didn't help. I mean, that hurt. So, if they end up close, that's going to be one to look back at and wonder what if.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to point out is, They took a lot of hits this year. You had mentioned in the past, getting nothing out of Thomas was a huge hit to the team. Lane Thomas, that is.
People even forget he's on the team, Anthony.
Yeah, that's why I said I had to mention his first name.
Yeah.
Getting nothing out of Fry, which was expected. I mean, he had surgery, but, having Hedges have to bat did not help. And, of course, we can't forget Clase and Ortiz.
Yeah, what happens there, man? We got, 2 days left on this thing, right?
I don't know.
Through August 31st, that's when the...
Isn't it fair to say you can't imagine the...
Could you imagine if they walk back in the clubhouse by the end of the weekend?
Hi, fellas, we're here.
What's up, boys? The league said it was a big joke. They were just teasing us.
That would be funny, but I can't imagine them, knocking a month out of their career if they didn't have
Ironclad. That's not happening.
They lost Walters, who people expected to be part of the
bullpen.
Bullpen.
Yep, and they might not have him next year. He's a serious injury.
Yeah,
in labrum, I believe, the shoulder.
You got nothing out of DeLauder and Brito. So I mean, this is for a team that we all know targets 54% of the wins. To win 54% of the games. These kinds of things are not easily recoverable from, right? So
that's correct, Anthony.
The upside is they're probably not they didn't tank, right? So again, they're going to be right around 500 probably, and set up for next year to go for 54% again.
All right, Anthony, thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
There was a last game out. They won it in 10, and they tied it in the ninth when Nolan Jones hit a home run.
Mm-hmm.
And Nolan is a guy that, man, I was anxious to see what he could do this year. And unfortunately, he's had a really rough year.
He was all over that wheel of regret for you, right?
Well, when they traded him, and it wasn't him as the person per se, Andy. It was the idea. It was Nolan Jones. It was Will Benson. You know, why is this organization that doesn't have guys who can hit the ball out of the park trading big, strong guys who they used a first and a second round pick on, and being in that situation? You know, and it didn't make any sense to me. It still doesn't make any sense to me. Nolan Jones went to Colorado and had a really nice year, hurt his back. Last year didn't have a very good year. They got him back. I was hoping the back was healthy. A lot of use of the word back in this little thing here.
Yeah.
But he's had a really rough year. But he hit it out the other day, and that had Stephen Vogt thinking some nice things about Nolan Jones and a little bit of what if.
He works his backside off. He cares so much, a little too much at times. Nolan and I have had a number of conversations throughout the year, as well as our coaches. And the big thing for him, and I think that homer today, the two-hit game, can really release a lot of pressure. We all know what Nolan's capable of, and it's been a tough year for him, not only results-wise, but playing time and a number of different things. So it was really great to see him get a huge knock for us, and just really, really happy for Nolan tonight.
And that's really nice. Nolan Jones had some thoughts about his season, but the one thought about this is he's now in a position, Andy, where his spot on this team next year, maybe even his invitation to training camp, you know, getting a contract and coming to camp, that might even be in question. And Nolan Jones, after the game, after he hit the home run, seemingly pretty well aware of all that.
I've struggled in the big leagues before. Struggled last year. Obviously, I had big plans to have a big bounce back year and help this club win, and that hasn't been the case. You know, my opportunities have been a little more limited recently. When I get those opportunities, trying to do what I can to take advantage of them and help this team win.
See, that's, you watch Nolan Jones. We keep hearing about those metrics that say he's hitting the ball really hard, you know, and those mean something. The ball doesn't always fall in, but a guy who's 6'6 and who is capable of hitting 20 plus home runs, having only 4 home runs is not ideal. It's not good. And as he said, his opportunity is limited lately. That's because they want to see more of Kyle Manzardo. They want to see more of CJ Cephas.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, what's his future? Like, where does this go from here? And, you know, could you just say, oh, he had a bad year. Okay. He had a bad year.
I don't know that
it's
you
hard
can.
To do
I,
that.
Well, I don't know that you can do that, and the reason I say that is this: I personally hope they bring him. I hope he has a great September,
okay?
Because that would be a great springboard for a guy who I don't know can't be an everyday player in the major leagues. The way he's played this year, he doesn't look like an everyday player.
No, he doesn't.
And
but could he work his way out of
by
that
by his own admission?
Yeah,
and is his back still bothering him? Did the Guardians want to do something with his swing? I don't know what it is. He hasn't hit the ball for power this year, even though he's hit it hard. It's strange. You know, it screams launch angle to me, but I don't know. And I wonder, and he said his opportunities have been more limited. Yes, because they want to see other guys. They might want to continue to see other guys. I would love to see them bring him to camp, sign him to a contract. He's out of options, so they couldn't send him down this year without running the risk of losing him.
No.
And bring him to camp and let him compete for a job. The issue is this. Kylie McDaniel does a lot of minor league baseball analysis stuff for ESPN. Really good. Kylie does really good work. And he has put out his minor league baseball rankings again, prospect insights and everything else. And he does this numerous times throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
And he just redid them. And as far as minor league organizations go, at the beginning of the season, he had the Guardians ranked 11th.
Okay.
He now has them ranked as the 7th best minor league system in baseball.
Huh.
And his analysis on it, I think, is right on the money, and I'll share it here.
Sure.
He said the Brewers and the Reds lead the, quote, how do you keep doing this teams? But the Guardians quietly in third in the how do you keep doing this? By being competitive, if not good, almost every year. And then he said, with the minors coming up, he said, Bazzana, tracking like another impact type of talent as soon as next year. And then he said, and we've seen this, the deadline acquisition, Cal Steven, who they got from Toronto for Shane Bieber,
yeah,
might be the next standout pitcher who wasn't a high pick.
He jumped into their number of their top 10 prospects. He's got them at three.
Kylie McDaniel
yeah,
does?
Yeah, Kylie McDaniel does, yeah.
And but then he pointed out, and here's...
Sorry, four.
Here's where it becomes a problem for Nolan Jones. He said there's depth to the system and lots of solid contributors, but keep an eye on outfielders. Mm. Chase DeLauder, can he stay healthy? Chase DeLauder hits what? Left-handed. And Chase Lavallette, who they just drafted in the first round. And the parentheses says, can he make enough contact? Who both have star potential if it all clicks. Lavallette hits what? Left-handed.
Right.
So you have left-handed hitting Kyle Manzardo, left-handed hitting CJ Kapus, left-handed hitting Chase DeLauder, and left-handed hitting Chase Lavallette. And then you have left-handed hitting Nolan Jones, who's not hitting very well. That's why it's going to be a really rough go for Nolan Jones. And I think the only way he gets back to spring training even next year for this team, that he doesn't get just, you know, kicked off the 40-man, is if DeLauder doesn't look healthy, if they think Laviolette's not going to be a Nick Kurtz and come up, you know, right after the draft, year after the draft, and make an impact next year, and if Nolan Jones has a strong September. So pay attention to that. Maybe the home run does something for Nolan Jones. It gets him going a little bit. And if he can put together a nice September, man, I'd love to see them bring him back. I really would.
I would too. He's got to figure it out.
Yeah, like, he sure does.
And I wouldn't put it past him to be able to figure it out. That's all.
And Dan, you're Mr. Metrics. The metrics say he has hit the ball hard. If he's hit the ball hard, he's had as big of a string of bad luck as most guys because the ball just hasn't dropped in.
And he just doesn't do it often.
Yeah.
He's got to do it more often.
He's ranked like top 70 in hard hit balls and stuff like that. Hard hit balls can just be hard hit outs. We'll see. My hope is that he's able to do some things in September and at least give the Guardians something to think about when it comes to assembling the team for next year and who should be kept on the 40-man, who shouldn't, and who should be brought to spring training. I'm still pulling for him.
I think it's optimistic, too, to look at this rankings that he's got just in big picture for prospects that you've got. He's got one, two, three, four outfielders in the top 10, and Lavallette is 10th on that list. So it starts with DeLauder being number two. Now, in that list, he's got Kapus and Parker Messick both in there. They were 5 and 6, so those guys are already here, and I hope they're here for a long time. Messick especially, man. He's fun.
We will see.
It's fun.
Yep.
I love it.
We will see, won't we? Something historic happened last night in Major League Baseball. Could it become record-shattering in Major League Baseball? We'll discuss next on Baskin and Phelps.